This is CPR News, NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The man accused of throwing Molotov cocktails at people in Boulder has pleaded not guilty to federal hate crime charges. Mohammed Soleiman was indicted by a federal grand jury on 12 counts. The attack injured 15 people and a dog on Boulder's Pearl Street Mall during a demonstration for Israeli hostages in Gaza. He's also facing dozens of state charges. The steel mill in Pueblo is likely to change hands later this year. It's part of a $500 million deal. The U.S.-based manufacturing investment company Atlas Holdings plans to acquire steelmaker Evraz North America. The site in Pueblo makes rails for train tracks and other products. It was once one of the largest employers in Colorado. Now about 1,000 people work there. This weekend's Denver Pride Parade will take a new route. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
In the past, the parade has been on East Colfax Avenue, but this year there's construction, so it will start Sunday morning at 9:30 at East 17th Avenue and Franklin Street. It'll proceed along 17th to Lincoln Street. About 13,000 marchers and 250 floats and groups are taking part. There's also Pride Fest with music, food, and vendors both weekend days at Civic Center Park and a 5K race Saturday morning. The Center on Colfax produces the events, all of which are free. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
You might look out for big crowds and closed roads in downtown Denver this weekend. Highs today around Denver in the mid-90s, Colorado Springs at 90. This is CPR News and KRCC.